This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the aftermath of Hurricane Ida down on the Gulf Coast, more than a million people are without power and are probably going to be that way for a while. Communications networks are down. Officials are telling people it's too dangerous to be moving around or to come back if they evacuated. But there are a lot of ways this whole thing could have been worse. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going with the return on investment in all that infrastructure that seems to have held back the worst of this storm.
We're still waiting to learn the full scope of damage from Hurricane Ida, but, said Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards at a White House meeting today, there is some good news.
All of our levee systems, particularly our federal levee systems and hurricane risk reduction systems, performed magnificently.
It's a system that cost more than $14 billion, the response to the 2005 devastation from Hurricane Katrina.
What happened during Katrina was that the levee walls collapsed in more than 50 places, and water just poured in from the lake and from canals that surround the city.
Andy Horowitz teaches at Tulane University in New Orleans and wrote a book on Katrina. He evacuated to Birmingham, Alabama with his family on Friday.
The new system is built to be much more resilient and robust so that even if water comes over the top of one of the flood walls or one of the levees, the walls themselves won't fall down.
But some parts of the new system are already in need of repair, according to the Army Corps of Engineers, and holding back the water isn't the only infrastructure need for New Orleans and the surrounding areas.
Power outages and limited phone service are actually hindering rescue and hindering relief.
Jacob Remus teaches disaster studies at New York University, and he points out that with more severe storms likely to accompany global warming,
it shows how those things are actually really serious questions that we need to include under this rubric of infrastructure.
And with the infrastructure bill working its way through Congress now, Hurricane Ida provides a real-life example of the need for answers to those questions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.